Well, here I am. It's been a long journey, 40 years and, well, 10,000 miles on this trip to go to the West Coast. And now down into Pennsylvania, where Davey lives now. This is a very little town called Beaver Town. Yeah, I think it's this big old clapperboard house here. Horses everywhere. Okay, so let's go and meet Davy Jones. A trip down memory lane. See if he remembers me. He is expecting me, I hope. To the porch door. Oh, little bell. Hello.
Hello, come in.
Davy.
Hello.
Hi, John Waite. Where are you? Hello.
Don't look any different. You haven't aged a bit.
Oh, you are so kind. You look terrific.
What do you mean I haven't grown?
So how long have you lived here?
I've had this house since 1987.
And what brought you here? Because it is a bit out of the way, isn't it?
I just like it, you know. It gives me a chance to escape from that image that people see and just recharge my batteries.
You can just be ordinary.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've always been ordinary. Come inside anyway and have a look.
All over Davy's rambling house were mementos of the good times. Posters, souvenirs, boxes of memorabilia destined for a museum. But even when I'd been that dishevelled hitchhiker with a crumpled Union Jack riding in his limousine with its top down, among all the adulation and the gold discs, I was to learn from Davy even then that the fairy tale had lost its lustre. Although at the time it seemed pretty glistening to me.
I am surprised you do remember that.
Of course I remember. I remember everything that's different in my life.
It's one of those things I'll never forget, obviously, you know. You're picked up by some Hollywood star. And here we are together 40 years later.
Well, I thought about it a couple of times and, you know, maybe it was me inviting home into my home. And maybe that's what the flag meant to me and always means to me. You see, I've got the flag here. And I thought, well, hey, you know, you guys, you're English, you've got to be good.
But, I mean, you can imagine what it was like for me. I mean, because you were so famous.
See, I don't get that. You see, it's the same for me or me talking about you. You know what I mean?
Quite the same, Davy, I don't think.
In a sense, it is.
Let me just tell you. So we're in your Cadillac and we're driving along on one of the freeways and all these beautiful Californian girls are buzzing around. Of course, they see you at the wheel of your car. And I remember one in particular in a Beetle nearly drove off the road when she saw you. And they all came swarming over to drive alongside us. And you said to me, do you like any of them? Make a date with them. Well, hang on. Now, you say there's no difference. That doesn't happen to me in Britain.
No, I don't actually. I'm just, that was being a lad, really. I am so naive when it comes to all that.
I think you were just being very hospitable. On that subject, you know, when we got to your home, I didn't know about these seismic events that were going on, that the monkeys were splitting up, that there was a lot of criticism. And you said to me how unhappy you were about what was happening. And the monkeys had made an enormous amount of money and not much of it had come the four of your way.
We made $400 a week for 2 years. Yeah. Saying that, in 1967, my first royalty check was $240,000. I bought my father a house. I bought my sisters each a car. And that was it.
So what went wrong?
Mike Nesmith, he was the gangster. He never was part of the band. He was always doing his own thing. Even when we were recording and doing stuff, I don't care. I want to do this song. I'm going to do that song. And I was just looking at it as another part, another play.
You went along with it?
Yes. I'm not a director, I'm not a producer. I could be now, and I will be eventually. Key to my success in England.
Right.
I'm going to go back and get what's rightfully mine.
And what's rightfully yours?
Number one, to be a champion.
Although dismissed all those years ago as a manufactured musician, Davy believes he's come a long way since. And he's a winner who can still make a comeback from the rails.
I love McCartney and I love Elton John. I sing just as well as they do. I've now learnt to sing and just concentrate on that. I talked to the agent when he called me, said they want you on Dancing with the Stars. I said, I'm not going to do it. I says, but when Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger do it, give me a call. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need to do more than I'm doing. Only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.